Yo, is this recording? Okay. Hey guys, little disclaimer, we recorded this episode and the audio is a little weird on me for a little bit, but it figures it out at the end. I figured it out at the end. So, sorry about that, but, we're not going to change it. We're not going to redo it just cause we got things to do, but we love you and the content's still good, even though the audio is a little wonky. So see you guys. Enjoy the episode. Welcome to another episode of I Stand at the Door. Hayden and Savannah coming here live from St. George, kneeling down next to our beds, our bed in the condo we're renting. So we brought our podcast gear, though. That way it was like quality. So we got little podcast microphones and we're just kind of chilling here. How have you enjoyed St. George, babe?
It's wonderful.
Hot, though.
I know, but I love the dry heat. But it's been hard with a newborn baby because you like don't want him to...
They kind of get overheated and die. That's something they don't. New parents, your babies overheat if you don't keep them cool. So
if you don't keep them literally sitting in their diaper and squeezing cold water on him
yesterday
and feeding him every 20 minutes,
they got to stay hydrated. But yeah, so we're in St. George and it's been good. But today, it's a special day. It is the 4th of July. Now, I know that there are some of you who are not from the United States of America that listen to our podcast, but the majority of you are. And so, for those of you who don't know, the 4th of July is Independence Day. It's America's birthday is the way we look at it. And it was the day that in 1776, the Declaration of Independence was signed, which pretty much said to the British, hey, we're done with you guys and we're starting our own country. And then the British got angry. We fought this big revolutionary war. And many years later, we finally became a sovereign country where and the Constitution was signed. George Washington became the first president of the United States of America. And that was the beginning of the greatest country in the world. And I'm sorry to anyone who else is listening that's not in America, but, you know, I'm kind of biased. I was born here.
And he's a U.S. Marine. I think that has something to do with it.
But today I wanted to share a poem that I wrote while I was in Marine Corps boot camp. And, you know, it's kind of related to, you know, the fight against pornography, but really, and I'll tie it in at the end, but I really just want to share this because I want us to all recognize how great, how blessed we are and how grateful we should be to be able to worship God how we please and to be able to, for those of us that live in this country, to live here and enjoy the rights that we enjoy. So a little backstory. It was the first Sunday in boot camp, and it was about 7 days since I'd been at boot camp. So we went in on Monday. I believe, yeah, Monday morning is when I started, and it was rough. Like it was a rough first week, you know. For those of you who don't know what Marine Corps boot camp is, just YouTube it, and you can see some crazy videos.
Or don't. It looks horrible.
But at the same time, it's fun. It's awesome. But I was really, you know, tired and exhausted after a week of my first week, and you know, I had 12 more to go, which was also kind of sad. And I was away from my wife of 6 weeks, and I knew I was going to be away from her for a long time, and so, which ended up being 6 months. And this first Sunday, we were all standing at attention next to our footlockers, and my drill instructor comes out, and he's like, all right, here's the church services for the day. And he reads off, you know, a list of 10 different religions, and says what time the church services are and where they're going to be. And while that was happening, I just was fighting to keep tears from running down my face because I just felt so grateful. And it was just amazing to see that was the reason we were all there. Not everyone knew that, but the reason we were all there is so that we could protect the right for everybody there to believe what they want to believe, worship how they want to worship or don't worship. And that ability to choose is protected by the, you know, things like the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution. And I thought about some of our adversaries, like, for example, China. And right now, you know, China is going house to house, getting rid of pictures of Christ or any other religious leader and replacing them with pictures of the supreme dictator, Xi Jinping. And, you know, there's currently 350 concentration camps of Uyghur Muslims who are all getting quote unquote re-educated, which means that they're, you know, being abused and forced to believe whatever it is that the Chinese government wants to believe. And so it's amazing how, you know, the stark difference between them and the United States military, where you can believe whatever you want to believe, and it's just incredible. So that's the context of me writing this poem. And so this poem is called Blood, Freedom, Salvation. And here he goes. What good is his gospel if it can't be read? What good is his word if it can't be said? The bread of life hidden by the tyrant's hand. Thus a covenant people need a covenant land. Remember, the blood of thousands established this free nation, so that the blood of one may bring salvation. One nation under God radiates an abundance of light, but only the naive would say that we have finished the fight. For the fallen star seeks to pull down the rest, as he stirs up the hearts of armies and navies and false priests who oppress. With the Lord on our side, the war can only be won. Yet we need more righteous men and women to get the job done. Now who has the courage to answer the call? For it is the sacrifices of a few that brings freedom for all. So, yeah, that's a little poem I wrote. Babe, I know you have some thoughts on it. What do you want to share?
Well, someone once told me that I'm kind of the one on our podcast who always, like, brings it back to Christ. And that's what I, like, when I heard you read this poem, he read it in sacrament meeting today for testimony meeting. I just thought, like, Jesus Christ atoned for everybody, but not everybody is at liberty to, like, act on that or to, like, believe that and live that, you know what I mean? And so, like, we are so blessed and so privileged to have that mindset that we can actually live out because of our freedom, you know what I mean? Like mm-hmm. We can change, we can stop looking at pornography, we can become more like Jesus Christ because we are allowed to know who he is, we are allowed to believe in him, you know mm-hmm. what I mean? Like not, like you said, not everybody has that chance. And so it's just incredible to see, like, how God's hand has played the hugest role in the birth of our country, and now how we still, hundreds of years later, have that chance and have that mm-hmm. privilege.
Yeah. And to kind of build on top of that, you know, I'm a proponent of dangerous freedom. What that means is that I'd rather live in a society where bad things can happen and people can do bad things, but at the same time, people can do good things. So, like, I like, you know, the government. I like, you know, the ability for people to make their own choices on what they want to do. So, for example, when it comes to this whole pornography thing, it's like, some people are like, why? Well, let's just get rid of pornography. Let's make it illegal. Let's make it so people can't make it and things like that. And, you know, there's a part of me, like, that obviously I think there should be things done in order to protect our children. And I think there's a good argument to be made that, you know, maybe there's some things that we can do as a country or as a society to ensure the safety of our children. But at the end of the day, we have to choose to be good. And you can't choose to be good if you don't have the opportunity to choose to be bad. You know what I mean? That's the whole thing in 2 Nephi chapter 2, where it's said that without the ability to choose bad, you can't be good. Without misery, there is no joy. And we need to have that dichotomy. We need to have those two opposites in order for us to be good. And so just be grateful that you live in a place where you can choose good. And there's this awesome quote that I love. Savannah, do you have anything else while I look up this quote before we wrap up?
Not necessarily. I just think that, I mean, like you said in your poem, like it's important for us all to remember that we have freedom, but also to do something about it and to make the sacrifices that we need to make. And I just want to say how proud I am of my husband for the decision that he's made to serve our country in a military capacity, because that wasn't something that really he thought about for his whole life. It was kind of a something that he felt inspired to do from the Lord, and then he acted on it quickly. And I just think that's wonderful.
Thanks, babe. I appreciate it. So I'm looking for this quote right now, and I saw it's in my pictures, and I saw this funny this funny thing that it's a quote from Thomas Jefferson, and it's Thomas Jefferson on July 3rd, which Thomas Jefferson, he's the one who wrote the Declaration of Independence. It's a quote from Thomas Jefferson on July 3rd, 1776, and it says, "Oh crap, that's due tomorrow."
Oh gosh. So look for the actual quote.
I like that though. That's funny. Okay, so the actual quote, I'm coming up on it right now. I'm in the area. Oh, so here it is. I found it. It says, this is by Peter Marshall, and it says, "May we think of freedom not as the right to do as we please, but as the opportunity to do what is right." And I want to end with that. Thank you guys so much. Use your freedom this week and forever to do what is right. Remember it as an opportunity. And until next week, keep up the good fight.